Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In today's multilingual world of commerce, many businesses are committing to translating their website and documents into the home languages of their customers and prospects. But our next guest says that there is a lot more to translating than most companies realize. Yuri Ivanov is CEO and owner of Ivanovation, based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Yuri, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike. Hello.
Give us a background here on your company first. How did you get into this?
Well, my education is a military translator, and I have been in translation and localization business for 30 years. In 1998, we have incorporated Ivanovation. And since then, we have started providing translation and localization service to companies in South Carolina and in the world.
And your home language?
My language is Russian.
A lot of things going on in the world these days with the U.S. and Russia. Are there a lot of Russian companies doing business here and U.S. companies, vice versa, wanting to do business in Russia that you're helping with?
I'm not aware of Russian companies doing business here, but yes, we are helping some companies doing business in Russia with Russian translations.
And so what would the difference be between hiring a translator, an actual person, and just putting the text into Google Translation?
Google Translate is a great tool if you want to find out some kind of general information about whether this text talks about dogs or chairs. But it never offers you a translation in context. A professional translator always offers you a translation in the context. They know their terminology and provide the best message.
Can you give us an example of how something might not be translated correctly?
Oh, very good example. Here in South Carolina, several years ago, a colleague noticed a plaque on a bus which says, "Stop request." A stop request can mean two things, stop a request or request a stop. Since it's on a bus, it meant to say, request a stop from the driver. But of course, it was translated the other way around as cancel a request.
Walk us through some of the questions that a business should ask a professional translator to make sure they are getting the right person.
One of the most important things that you need to ask is that, is there a process for translation? Modern translation is a mix of knowledge of linguistics and technology. If you cannot offer the latest tools which will allow to maintain meaning, to maintain knowledge, the company will not be able to achieve consistency, the company will not be able to achieve transfer of its message all over the materials that they produce, whether it's online help, documentation, online screens, contracts, or anything like that.
How important is it for a business to worry about this these days? It seems like English is the language of the business world.
That's true. However, for any person in another country, it's much better when they see documents or materials in their own language. Even they may know English very well, they will much better understand all the nuances. Plus, in many production environments where there are people who work on the plants, they are not necessarily familiar with English. And when they are facing an ERP system which they need to fill out, it's probably the only way for them to understand it if it is in their native language.
Would this also be seen as a feather in the cap? And that's probably a term that might not translate easily and be understood easily, but that having that language translated professionally and properly help the company get more business.
Absolutely correct. And what you've mentioned about the expression is that this is one of the most difficult things to translate.
Which languages are the most popular to be translated into these days? And I'm assuming Spanish is right up there.
Oh, that's correct. Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, German is very popular, French. Russian is relatively high on the list. Portuguese.
Portuguese? Is this yes. Brazil, I'm guessing?
Most of it is Brazil, yes. And that's a very good thing that you note. Customers need to know that there are two different versions of Portuguese, Brazil and European Portuguese, as well as, let's say, French and French Canadian. Those are two different languages.
And Spanish and Mexican Spanish.
And Spanish and Mexican Spanish, yes. This is a very lengthy topic to discuss. The versions of Spanish a client wants to translate.
Well, Yuri, thank you so much for spending time in our studio today.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity and for invitation.
Yuri Ivanov is CEO and owner of Ivanovation, based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.